This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, are you ready for another Sox villain, Keith?
I absolutely am. Yes, please.
Is that too strong of a word for Cassis?
Yeah, might be too strong of a word. Wildly entertaining. Just amazing. Because you hear everything that he says there, and then there was much more as well.
Oh, yeah.
But then I immediately think of both what is Alex Bregman thinking? Like, this is what I signed up for. This is the team I'm on. Like, what is wrong with these guys? We haven't even actually played yet, and this is what I'm dealing with. And then Alex Cora just being like, oh my God. Like,
Well, Cora knows, though. Cora's knows. Like, I'm used to dealing with this a-hole.
It's true.
Like, Cora understands.
Yeah.
But it's a great point about Bregman. Bregman came from a professional operation in Houston. I mean, a cheating organization.
Yeah, but if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
But, like, they were, guys who had proven themselves in the league. Even if they cheated to get there, they've won World Series. They were constantly in the ALCS, big games, all this stuff. And he just barely shows up to spring training. And Rafael Devers is like, I'm not moving off of third base.
No way,
and
no
this,
how.
This bum opens his mouth and goes, yeah, I think Bregman's a second baseman. I wouldn't call up the kids. He said a lot more on top of it as well. So villain might be too strong. But wow, Keith, Red Sox spring training is off to a real hot start.
It's pretty amazing.
What I'm starting to enjoy is every day at like 12:30 or 1.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Yeah, it's like,
what's up? What's the latest?
It's like, what are they going to say? Like, in all honesty.
Yeah.
What are they going to say and who is going to say it? That's what I want to know today. Like, I can't wait to find out.
It's amazing. Yeah. So you have one guy who statistically is the worst defensive third baseman in baseball. And honestly, I don't think it's far to say, like, the history of baseball. Like, for a guy that's had that much opportunity, can you name five worst defensive third basemen in the history of baseball?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
I probably can't. So he's adamant that he can't move. Meanwhile, you have the first baseman who was out like 8 months last year with a rib injury. He's now commenting on what the diamond should look like and like who should be playing what. It is kind of hilarious because it's one of these questions where you ask a player a question. Do you really want the answer? Or do you want the cliche kind of, oh, everybody's working hard kind of answer? Like, this is very entertaining to me. I don't know how entertaining it is to Alex Cora, Craig Breslow,
correct,
Bregman, and all
correct
those guys. But for me, like, go ahead. Keep asking him questions. I hope he talks every day.
Text line already on fire, 617-779-7937. Cassis is approaching Kyrie levels of dislike.
Ooh.
The most annoying athlete in Boston by far.
So Kyrie is a little bit different to me just because of, like, I loved him for a minute. Like, when they first got him, I thought he was like anti-LeBron and I loved him. And then he ended up being a LeBron kiss ass. And then he was kind of calling out the young guys all the time and had zero accountability.
Yeah, but never mind political, social stances.
Well, I was going to say some of the meme sharing and some of those things maybe does cross a line compared to Cassis. But yeah, we'll get into some of the other comments from him. Devers and Cassis, what their approval rating was, say, a week ago versus what it is now is kind of comical. Everybody's so excited about Bregman, and now you have these two guys. Like, they're not excited about it. Like, do you not want to add to the team, or you do?
So yesterday, no, apparently they don't. No, they don't.
They add pitching. Just say, leave us alone. We want to do what we're doing.
Bring in some arms.
Yeah.
These two are happy to go 500 and finish in fourth and fifth place every single year. I mean, that's what they're happy to do.
It's crazy.
They're happy to finish in last place and suck and be irrelevant.
Get their money and get their at-bats.
Rather than bring in good players and attempt to win in the meantime.
It's
like,
wild.
I mean, what else am I supposed to take away from these two? Devers and Cassis. You're right. Their approval rating, dropping like a stone. But yesterday we left. You were well, number one, you have your theories on Cassis and whether or not.
I do.
He is committed to the bit. He's trolling.
He's a troll. He's a bridge troll.
Let's put that to the side for a moment. Because when we were leaving yesterday, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought you were kind of in the mind of, and we hadn't heard the full comments yet. We were reading them. But you were of the mind of, well, he's kind of doing the least offensive thing in some ways by saying, don't move Devers. Bregman's at second. Keep the kids in the minor leagues because he's trying to be deferential to everybody on the roster. Have you changed your mind on that?
A little bit. I kind of do think he's just kind of fanning the flames a little bit. That I really do believe that. I think he is one of those guys that has said some weird things. I think he's looking for a reaction often. And you couldn't not see the kind of headlines that the Devers comments made the day before. And like that was not just the biggest story for the Red Sox, but that was like the main headline for baseball stories, right? Like that was leading. It was on the like regular news we were talking about yesterday.
You said that yesterday.
I was like so surprised.
The news
like,
was there.
But then like baseball and like Passan and some of these guys from ESPN, like they're there and like top baseball story of the day. And I know it's February, but like what's the top story? Devers won't move off of third base. So then they asked Tristan Costas about it. And what he does is he doesn't just support Devers. Like that's one thing to do. Be like, hey, Devers is very confident in his ability, and if he thinks he's a third baseman, then like, who am I to say he isn't? That would have been backing the player, but also sort of like, yeah, it's kind of up to the team,
right,
and kind of moving on. But like, he laid it on really thick, like so thick, like the best third baseman in the game. He shouldn't move. He's got great range. He should play third base for 10 years. Like,
yeah,
all that stuff makes me think he's just like, you guys have put me in trade rumors all year. Now everyone's all fired up about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who plays my position. So I'm getting overlooked. So you know what? I'm going to throw some gasoline on this right now.
It's a great point. You said this yesterday late in the show, and it's a great point. All yesterday, Nightingale, your guy, John Heyman.
Sure.
I
didn't see it, but
you love his reporting.
I'll take your word for it.
You got to hear about it secondhand.
Yep.
But the backdrop of yesterday was the Red Sox are in on Vladdy.
Like, well, yeah.
At the position he plays.
Correct.
And so he pops off after that. And he's been in trade rumors. I mean, hell, when we went through our offseason plans, I traded him for pitching. I can't remember if you did as well. I think you did.
Yeah.
I think the two of us were trading him.
Yeah, to Seattle. Everybody, that was like the big rumor. So like, pick a guy over there. They have three to choose from.
So, right. Maybe he's fanning the flames because he's not happy with the situation. Which,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, they haven't approached him about an extension this offseason. Brad Foe had that. Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. They lowballed him last year. So he may have some reasons to be frustrated and upset, but to take it to where he took it yesterday on a couple of different levels,
hilarious,
makes you wonder how long-term of a fit he is in Boston, which I want to get to with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. Already the text flying in on this. You can continue to interact there. Twitter and Instagram as well, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a real healthy chat going on there on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Nick, can we hear a little more from Cassis? You want to hear a little more from Cassis and how thick he was laying it on yesterday?
I hope he'd be a weekly guest with us.
Well, he's going to be.
Can we put in a request for that?
Do you know, this is true, for WEEI afternoons, or I'm sorry, this was Jones and Mego. Bradfell wanted to bring him in one day. He wanted to produce the show.
He wanted to produce
the
show?
He wanted to come in. Bradfell had it worked out where he was going to come in.
All right.
He wanted to like run the board and produce the show. I'm not even joking.
Did he just be off the air?
He was going to be back there in the other room.
All right.
Pushing buttons, which really should be offensive to Billy
that
and Nick
is,
back there.
A like, slap in their face.
Anybody could just march in
right
and
in
hit
and
all
it?
The buttons.
No chance.
But like, we thought we had that lined up for him to produce
what happened?
An episode of Jones and Mega. It fell through.
It fell apart.
Yeah. Who knows if the Red Sox got wind of it? Who knows?
Like,
if
you got to wear a shirt. And he's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Who knows if he was just lying the whole time about wanting to do it?
Probably.
Very, very
kind of
in play.
That's the case.
But he wanted to do that last year, supposedly, according to Bradfo.
All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's hear a little more Tristan Cassis. I caught this on the 310 to Left podcast.
310 to Left.
It is Tom Caron.
Which is sort of an inside joke because it's not really 310 to
Left. It's a good point.
It's a little shorter than that, isn't it?
It's Tom Caron and Lou Maloney, and they're asking about his comments. You're going to hear some redundancy in what he said, but listen to where he takes this on Devers' defense. I found this amusing.
We mentioned Bregman. He's going to make this team better defensively wherever he is, and we don't know where that'll be. Could be second, could be third. We heard Rafael Devers yesterday say, I want to be at third base. That's my position. What was your reaction when you heard that?
I completely agreed with him. I think that he's the third baseman of this franchise for the time, you know, a long time to come. And he's, I don't know if there's a third baseman in the league that I would take over him. And his defense is constantly getting better every single year. That was the knock when I came up, that he was bad defensively. And then I see him come and make some barehanded plays, pick it in the back, diving all over, rolling bodies, throwing from his butt. I mean, he's just all over the place. And, yeah, he'll boot a routine play. And I think that's why he gets docked so heavily.
Oh.
But he plays hard, and he really sets the tone out there at third base. And I want him on my at that position this year and for the next 10 as well. We'll see how the legs hold up, if the bats, you know, elite enough to. But man, I think for this year, I think it makes the most sense.
So
what a journey!
Wow,
what an absolute journey that was.
So he goes, he might boot a few routine balls.
Sure,
we'll see if the legs hold up and the bats elite enough at third base. It's like, dude,
what are you saying?
What are you talking about?
I think he's one of these guys who just kind of starts talking and then just sees where it goes. It's like, this. Maybe this will end well. Maybe it won't. I don't really care. I'll get the people going. I do love it, though. Like,
he's the anti-Christian Gonzalez.
He's great. He's getting better every year. I mean, he'll boot the routine play.
Like, anyway,
I like that. He will boot the routine play.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to make every play. What, you want to make every play the easy ones,
That's
too?
That's the problem.
He's got to make some of the hard ones. You want him to make the easy plays?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, he's not doing that.
Get out of here.
It is funny, though, because of all people that would want a different third baseman, you would think it would be Casas, who has to try to pick every throw that Devers throws.
One
but he's supporting his guy. So I give him credit for that, but I think the way he's going like overboard makes me think he is kind of just getting
is he supporting his guy though? Like he boots routine ones, and his bat may not be elite enough to play a third. So that's not exactly going to bat for your guy.
Was it every time it's an adventure when Casas answers a question? So I think he was like, oh, I can't lie to him completely. So he's like, I can't go too far. So I was like, yeah, he does boot it. You hit just a regular grounder to him, he will boot it. But like diving all like barehanded plays and diving all over the ground,
throws from his butt.
I don't know about that.
I don't remember any of those.
I don't remember any of those.
I remember Brady doing that once. Yeah. I don't ever remember.
Who is he, Mark Burley? He's not doing that. I don't think so.
So that's Tristan Casas.
But it's also, like, it's just amazing to me because you are, whether you think he's the worst defensive third baseman of all time or just of the current time or even in the bottom three, you're not replacing him for some slap. Like, Alex Bregman. You're moving him for Bregman. Guys have moved positions, and we don't need to go over the list again. But on the Red Sox, on other teams in the league, it happens all the time.
And they move for much less well-established championship-level players.
And usually the gap isn't as extreme. It's like a slight upgrade, but the team says, all right, this is what we're doing. You know, Bogarts, you're playing second base now, even though we just signed you to a massive shortstop contract. Whatever, we got to move you to second base. And Devers not wanting to do it is amazing, and then Casas just kind of piling on is comical.
So I can't wait to find out what comes out of Red Sox spring training today. You know it'll be more. 12:30-ish, 1 o'clock, grab bag at the latest. We'll make sure we have you covered all day long.
But what's also funny,
too, Jones and Keith,
with Casas doing this, so if they end up with Bregman at third, obviously, you know, the first person you're going to go talk to is Devers, what his reaction is to it. You know, Cora's going to have to talk about it. But
good
then
point. It's
you go
worth
to this
following
guy.
Up with him.
You go to this guy, you're like, well, so you didn't like it.
Apparently, it's worth following up on him with all situations, not just related to the Red Sox.
You name it, ask him about it. He's got takes.
Yeah, he does.
I like it.
He predicted a Mavs sweep a year ago in the NBA Finals, as you pointed out.
So this is a funny one on the text line. I don't know if it's funny, but maybe it's also, does he think there's a possibility that Devers would move to first if you took him off a third? I don't think there's a lot of scuttlebutt with that. I know that's been sort of like talked about more so like on the radio than anything, you know, close to the team. I think that's more like he's just going to be the DH, but possibility, I guess.
Yeah, maybe he's a little threatened. Certainly these baseball players are threatened about people playing their positions.
Holy smoke. Well, at least one specifically is.
Maybe two. Do you think Casas is a long-term fit in Boston?
Let me answer for you.
No, I don't think so.
And I think to me, there's clearly talent there. 2 years ago, like his real true rookie year, I thought he was really good. You know, he had 24 home runs, and I was one of those guys that
he came on too, right? Yeah. Like it was kind of a slow start. And he came on at the end of the year, and you thought that momentum may carry over.
I predicted a massive year last year. Like I thought he was going to be like 3,100 type of guy, and then he got hurt, and he was out for a super long time. And you don't know what guys are dealing with their injuries. It did seem like he flew past the timetable and like wasn't ready to come back, and then ultimately came back. He's also not good in the field. He's more athletic than Devers, so he has a chance to, I think, actually like improve, but he's not very good at first base. And I don't know, like they've tried getting him into a contract. He might be a guy that wants more money than they're willing to give him, and then they might have to make a decision, say, all right, we've already committed to Devers. We got this, you know, year-to-year deal with Bregman. Hopefully they re-sign Garrett Crochet to a massive deal. I would rather have Jaron Duran for the long haul, even though he's a couple of years older than Casas. Casas might be that trade chip, right? Like, I'd rather have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. long term, or maybe you end up getting another pitcher. So, with all that, he is a guy that does have some value. So, I would probably think he's not going to sign a massive deal here.
Right. And the good point by your guy, Monty Mack, in the Twitch chat.
Yep.
Define long term.
Okay. So like a 10-year deal?
No, like, is he here next year?
That's not even that long term.
I'm not even surprised, or I wouldn't be surprised, rather, if he gets traded before the year starts. We're talking about the logjam and like what the Red Sox need, and they've been linked to trade conversations with other starting pitchers, whether it's San Diego or Seattle or whatever. I wouldn't even rule out he's gone before opening day.
Even without signing a contract, just with like arbitration, they have him for another like 4 years,
right.
4 or 5 years. Like he is under team control for a long time.
Yeah. Somebody else's team control.
No,
that's fine. What it's going to be.
No, you might be right.
Like I don't. If the Vlad stuff really is true, and I said yesterday, I don't fully trust them signing Vlad. Like they took until February to sign Bregman to effectively a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
That could be re up next season, but it's a 3 year deal. Matt, like
you think the Blue Jays would take him? We got a text just Vlad for Casas right now.
Well, I thought the Blue Jays were already getting Devers for Vlad, but yeah, no, that's I think the Blue Jays
they can't expect to get too much because everyone says he's going to walk in a year. So you have 1 year of Vlad.
I'd be very happy if that was my return. And I'm Toronto.
Mookie Betts went for Verdugo, Jeter Downs, and Connor Wong. That was Mookie Betts, and Vladimir Guerrero is great, but he's not Mookie Betts.
Yeah, like. Devers is a better player than Cassis, but Devers is also attached to a massive contract. Like, all this control with Cassis, I'd be really happy if that was the return for Toronto. But if you're asking me would I do it, sure, I'd do that right now.
Yeah.
Cassis,
yeah.
Get out.
Send him.
Devers, you're the DH again. Good thing Cassis has an even bigger mouth than you do. And now it's Vlad Guerrero. But either way, long term, let's say they do sign Vlad in the offseason next year. Well, then Cassis has got to go. So define long term. He's not here next year. I think that's the way I heard Chris talking about it this morning. He might not be on the roster opening day, yeah. The way things are going.
I think Cora would be pretty happy to move on from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the headaches on this team, and you said it yesterday, Keith, there's a lot on Cora's plate. They're paying him very, very well to do the job, so I'm not shedding any tears for Alex Cora. This is your gig. You wanted to sign back up here. You wanted more talent. This is what you signed up for, but that doesn't mean the job is easy. And it's got to be tough dealing with...
This guy?
Well, this guy, but also this whole situation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I would still say you want more players than not, right? It's like, so right now you gotta massage some of these egos. You got to figure out who's your third baseman, second baseman, first baseman, DH, and all that versus the last couple of years where you're like, all right, let's get Roman Gonzalez out there. Let's get David Hamilton up from Worcester, and let's kind of like patchwork it that way. Like, no, no, no. At least you have real players right now. I'll take that.
It is true. It's the lesser of two evils. Doesn't make it easy, and not shedding a tear for Alex Cora. But that's a situation he's got to figure out and work his way through. Is he up for it? What do the Red Sox do with Tristan Cassis? Is he a long-term fit in Boston? Who are you more pissed at, too? It's a good question by Keith. Like, the Q rating is dropping for both. Or not the Q rating, rather. The
approval rating.
Thank you. Approval rating, popularity rating dropping for both. So who are you more annoyed at, Devers or Cassis? I think I know the answer. But you can weigh in, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Red Sox and their roster logjam as well. Some of the young players on this team, when are we going to see them? Cassis doesn't want to see him anytime soon. He, of course, has thoughts on that. We can get to it. Plus, an update on Charlie McAvoy. For the second day in a row, the Bruins have updated his injury situation. We'll get to this later on this hour, Keith, but you're wondering if it makes the Bruins even more likely to sell at the trade deadline. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.